We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Siman Reish Samach Beis, which discusses how one is able to make the Shabbos more beautified by honoring the Shabbos. We mentioned yesterday about wearing special big day Shabbos, which extends all the way until Havdalah. Possibly, we saw an opinion that for the Malala Malka, one should wear big day Shabbos. And some even wear their big day Shabbos all the way throughout Saturday night until one goes to sleep. Different minhagim. And the Mechaber also said that one is to be happy, v'yismach b'viyah Shabbos, ki yotzi likras hamelech, ki yotzi likras chos v'kal. Even though Shabbos happens every week, but nonetheless we're supposed to have that feeling of excitement and enthusiasm for the Shabbos coming, comparable to seeing someone who is of tremendous stature as a king, or seeing a chassan kala. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'chol ha-marbel l'chavdo, anyone who increases the level of kavod for Shabbos, hein begufo, hein begadav, hein b'achila v'shtiyah harizem shumach. Whether it is the way that they honor their bodies, as we said, by taking a shower or a bath, wearing nice garments, achil and shtiyah, going out of your way to specifically have the best food and drink for Shabbos, the more that one does so, harizem shumach. It's a way to enhance the Shabbos, the greater. But Zohar, umukubolim hishirim ode, the mukubolim are very strict. Shliyeh shum machlokas b'Shabbos chas v'shalom. Says that when it comes to Shabbos, in which some greet on Shabbos, we say Shabbat shalom. One of the reasons why we have Shabbos candles is for shalom bias. So the opposite of that would be machlokas. And therefore one has to be cautious to minimize any machlokas in the home and in general during Shabbos, and hopefully that will extend itself for the rest of the week too. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'anu nohagin shemahavchin p'nehem l'tzad mariv. When it comes to L'chadodi, we're familiar with this custom, that we turn toward L'sad Marv, in the back of the shul, K'sha'omrim bo'i b'shalom, which refers to, of course, being Mekabel the Malka, which doesn't mean there's actually a Shabbos Malka, but as a very prestigious person, we walking in, everyone would want to turn around to see that person. We actually do see this when it comes to Chasan and Kala, that you're sitting, and when you hear that the kala is coming, you see everyone turning around, and people stand up. When they see the chassan and the kala, they stand up when they see when the presence of a king. And therefore, that is how one is supposed to feel when it comes to accepting Mekamel Shabbos, and that's why we do that, to instill that feeling within ourselves. By standing up, it's comparable to standing up for someone who is extremely great. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Nohagu shul kabel as a Shabbos miyom haKippurim shechol b'Shabbos." We know that sometimes Yom HaKippurim could be on Shabbos, and of course we'll fast even though it's a Shabbos. We will not say l'chadodi, according to all opinions. Rach she'omer mizmor shulim b'Shabbos kodem baruchu. We will only say mizmor shulim b'Shabbos in the short paragraph thereafter before baruchu, which is the custom when it comes to Shabbos of Yom Kippur. But we also extend that when it comes to Chol Hamoed. When Shabbos Chol Hamoed, we also, there are different minhagim, but minhag of our shul is that we do not say L'cha Dodi, because the Kedusha from weekday to Shabbos is extremely intense. However, when it comes to Chol Hamoed to Yom Tov, it is less. There's already a Kedusha which is already here, and therefore we don't need to be Mekabel the Shabbos to the same magnitude as that on a regular, typical Friday night. And then he says the following. The Ramah says, V'yalmish atzmo bigdei Shabbos miyad acher l'orchatz atzmo. So we mentioned you're supposed to take a bath or shower. Immediately afterwards, that is when you're supposed to put on your bigdei Shabbos. Why is it important to do it that way? V'zehu kavanah Shabbos. Because it shows that the reason why you took a shower is in order for kavanah Shabbos, not because you take a shower any time. So if you immediately, after you bathe yourself, you put on Big Day Shabbos, it shows that it's for Kavod Shabbos. Yalkein lo yirchatz l'Shabbos el samach l'erev, shiyalmish atzmo miyad. And therefore, if it's possible for one to do so, then you should take the shower bath as close to the Shabbos as possible. But the Mishnah Berurah, which the next few lines, which we'll see, which will take about 2 more minutes, gives us a very important warning. He says, first of all, Gam hanoshim nohagis kodem hanlochas neros lichot es atzmon v'libosh bignei Shabbos. Now, when it comes to when women light the Shabbos candles, and which that's the time in which they're makabel the Shabbos, they should have already bathe themselves, as well as they should be wearing bigdei Shabbos. That's the preferable thing. The Ashrei Lehem, and praiseworthy for such women that do so. Amam b'yomim haktsarim, when it comes to the shorter days, such as the weeks that we're in currently, shemis achrin leishe b'chnus v'achar choychetzim loishos, we're busy, we're working, running around with a short Friday, and then we have these things to do, such as bathing and wearing bigdei Shabbos, because we have to make sure we have a nice shower and we want to wear big day Shabbos before the Shabbos candles are lit, you may end up lighting the Shabbos candles when it's Shabbos. It's very important that women should know that it is certainly much better that they should light the candles instead of having the bigdei Shabbos on, then for delaying it and possibly mechal Shabbos. Mitzvah Yoser shetadlik kach b'malvushe chol melavu chas v'shol mosafik chol Shabbos. Even if you're not sure if it's Shabbos yet, the slight chance that it's Shabbos, better that you're not going to violate the Shabbos and wear weekday clothing. And then he says two very powerful sentences, and this is where we'll stop. V'im habal roa shemis acheres. If the husband sees that the wife is running behind schedule, and that if while she's in the shower, there's seconds until shkia, until moment to light, mitzvah gedola shuyad lechaneros. It's a great mitzvah that the husband should light the candles. V'yashkiach bekatatas ishto. And even if it could get to some quarreling, or the wife may be upset that you took this very important role from her this 1 week, better that you should do it than for her to do it on Shabbos. And then the last very powerful sentence is U'mitzvah gedola yoser leishe b'choshech melechal Shabbos chas v'shalom. That it's better when it comes to your Friday night meal to sit in the pitch black and to eat your meal. It tastes like a piece of chicken, you don't know what it is because it's so dark. Better that you should do that. It's a mitzvah gedola than for a person to have a light on, to have candles burning on the Shabbos table, but those candles were lit on Shabbos. Rabbi Chanan, Mechartzit Chodesh Baruch Hu, V'chaim Torah Mitzvah Shnemar, Adonai Chafetz Aman Sidko Yadil Torah V'Yadir.